FM 90.3 WJTL, Jarrett Clay, Love Song for a Savior. Dan Hazeltine turning 50 today. Jeremy Camp, Jesus Saves. Jeremy Camp turning 45 today. Happy birthday to them. Good morning, 7:03, Annie and Fred with you.
Hey, good morning, friends. Happy Thursday. You can join Chrissy Lee to sing songs inspired by WJTL's theme for 2023, which is the year to shine. The praise and worship playlist includes Shine Like Stars by Passion, Shine a Light from Elevation Worship, David Leonard's Light of Fire, and a lot more. That's all happening this coming Sunday here on WJTL from 6 to 10 a.m. for the praise and worship playlist. And then the end of this hour, later on this hour, we get to hear from Chrissy Lee with her song of the day.
And right now we're hearing from another Christy. Christy Horst is here. She's the director of enrollment at Lancaster Mennonite School. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Welcome back to the studio.
Thank you.
It's been a while since you were here. Pre-COVID,
really,
I'm guessing. Yeah,
yes,
anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Oh, I will give a shout out to all our Lancaster Mennonite students and my colleagues and coworkers that are getting ready for a big school day today.
Yeah, and you guys are all unified. Tell us about that.
We are. We are all unified at the Lancaster Mennonite campus, but pre-K through 12th grade now, which is right along Route 30. And it's been really exciting to see all the little kids on campus and the new spaces and all the opportunities across grade levels. It's been great.
Yeah, it has to be great. And everyone I've talked to said they love having the elementary students there.
It brings a new energy, for sure.
I'm sure.
It's a little different from the past.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what is going on at the new campus besides everybody being unified and coming together.
Well, it's just provided a lot of great opportunities for students across grade levels. Like right before Christmas, the younger kids were Christmas caroling through the high school.
Oh, which was I love
just,
that.
That just had to be great.
The older kids loved seeing that.
Yeah.
Earlier this fall, kids were out at recess playing dodgeball or kickball. They're playing kickball. And a high school class went by and they're like, can we play with them for a little bit? And the teacher's like, oh, sure. So they went out and played kickball with all the kids.
Love that.
A lot of those opportunities. But the campus itself, with being 95 acres, just gives so much opportunity for the kids to get outside and to do outdoor learning and kind of work across spaces, which is really exciting to see.
Yeah, I love that. You guys have a lot of opportunities for your students to do all kinds of things. Learn different languages, STEM, sports, music. Tell us a little bit about those opportunities.
Yeah, correct. So we really want to give a well-rounded education for students. So we incorporate a lot of that with athletics and fine arts and music, but also the STEM or STEAM, what we call it now. Makerspace to be working with their hands and thinking outside the box and solving problems. But then our Spanish immersion program also gives that world language point to it. And that starts in kindergarten, and we're taking applications now for the Spanish immersion kindergarten next year. And we're already getting a bunch in. It's getting full. So
I guess
really
they say
to see that.
Learn a language young, I guess.
It is.
That's
they pick
the time
it up
to
so
start.
Fast. It's amazing to go into the classrooms and just hear them all conversing in Spanish and understanding what the teacher's saying, even in kindergarten and first grade. Cool. So it's neat.
That's very cool. Athletics, you guys always have great teams in varying different sports.
So my favorite things to do is go out and watch the games and see the kids play. So basketball season's in full gear right now and doing well. And there's actually going to be a home game the night of our open house, and we'll be letting people into the home game for free that come to the open house.
So very cool. So we are going to talk about that more, but when's that coming up?
That is coming up on Thursday, January 26th.
You also have your winter musical? Is that right?
We do. So that would be the fine arts part with music and drama. And we are doing Annie this year. And the really cool thing about Unified Campus is we're having some of the elementary kids participate as the orphans.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
so
love that.
They're helping out in it too. And they're right on campus for practice after school. But that will be February 16th to 19th.
Very cool.
Is Annie.
We'll talk more about that coming up. If folks want more information, they can visit you online.
Absolutely. www.lancastermennonite.org.
Very cool. We'll talk more with Christy coming up. Need to Breathe, Torn Wells, and more on the way too.